Malamed Shem Shamshoi. That's the Shamshoi Rashi says that the Sefer HaMelech, the king's Sefer, was Sony Yisrael Hayu. He hated Klal Yisrael and Moichik. He kept on erasing it. When it said in that history that Mordechai saved the king, so this Shamshai, the king's Sefer, was erasing it. The Gavriel Kaisiv and Malach Gavriel came back and kept on writing it over again. That's why it says Lashon of Kaisiv, that the Malach was writing it. So you say that all the things that happened by Achashverosh, by Purim, was Klo Nisan Galuyim, like everything was Glaltika Nisan, even though it doesn't say this all in the Megillah, that everything here Mamash was a Ness. Shamshoi himself, Mamash, he was there erasing what it said, and the Malach Gavriel came down and wrote it over again. No, you should know, Mordechai saved you. Amar Rabbi Yasi, Dorash Reb Shila Ishkfar Tamrosam, Umak Kosav Shilamato, what does it say on the bottom of that? Shilashchusim So Yisrael, Umak Sav Shilamato, Madach Ksav that's written on this world. Shilashchusim So Yisrael, and the Nimchak, his son was written good that Klal Yisrael did. It's not erased, it's Ksav Shilamala, something that Hashem writes down in Shemayim, Lekoshkin, for sure it's not forgotten. In other words, Hashem in Shemayim for sure remembers every little good that we do. And then it said there, my dove. We didn't do anything back to Mordechai, even though he saved the king from being killed. Amar Rava, Mordechai wasn't the pshat that they loved Mordechai, because they hated Haman. That's what was going on now. That's why, like, they read this and they did this, because they hated Haman. Heichin Loi, so then it says that who was outside the chutzar? Haman was outside coming into the king, that he already prepared the tree that he wanted to hang Mordechai on. That is Heichin Loi, pushing him into, he prepared the tree for Mordechai. Tana Loi Heichin, he prepared it for himself. Like at the end was, Haman himself was killed on that tree. For Yosef Kena Mordechai. So when Haman told the king, what you want to do to a great person is lead him in the streets and let him drink Kochi Yaslish. So the Melech said, go right away, do it to Mordechai. The Yosef came to Mordechai. The king, Achashverosh, told Haman, do it to Mordechai. Omalei, so Haman answered back, Mano Mordechai, who's this Mordechai? Omalei HaYehudi. The Pasuk said that Achashverosh told him Mordechai HaYehudi. Omalei, so Haman still said back, Tuva Mordechai Yika, B'yudoi. There are a lot of Jewish Mordechais. Omalei HaYoshe B'Shar HaMelech. No, the special one that's Yoshe B'Shar HaMelech. Omalei Sagalei, him, you want me to give him respect? Sagalei b'chad diskutor, he's enough to go to one small village. Inami b'chad nhorah, I'll take Mordechai to one small river and say something good to him there. But I should take him all over all the Medinas. Is Omalei, so the king said back to him, no, Hornami havlei, do this also true? Go to a river and go to a small village. About Papel, Dove, Mikolash, Dibarta. But he can't stop from anything that I told you. To go to every single Medina and yell out, Koch Yasalish. Haman was forced, he had to take the special clothing, the big day malchus of the king, the esasus, and special, the king's horse he took, is ozel ashkechei diyasri rabbanu kamei. So Haman went to find Mordechai, he had to give him covered, so he found Mordechai sitting with the rabbanin. Mordechai was teaching them huchas kamitza the rabbanin. And Rashi says that was the 16th day of Nisan. That was the day when usually they bring the Korban Oimer. So he was teaching them Hilchas Korban Oimer, how to make the Kemitzum for the Korban Oimer. His Kiva Nechazayu Mordechai Diyafu Lechabei, when Mordechai saw that Haman was coming to him, the Susia Meyuchad Biyode, and he had the special horse, holding the special horse, is Mirsus, he got afraid, Mordechai was afraid. Omar Luhu the Rabbanon, so Mordechai told the Rabbanon around him, Hai Rishoy Lemikle Navshoy Koyosi, this bad, this Russian now is coming to kill me. Zilu mekamei, all you rabbonim go away. Diloy tichvu v'kachalto, you shouldn't be burned up in his coals. In other words, you don't get into trouble. I know he's coming to kill me, so I call upon him, you should be saved, you run away. What did Mordechai do? He didn't pull out his gun, he didn't do anything, he didn't even run away, Mordechai. Biyushosa nisatif Mordechai. Mordechai put a talus on, wrapped himself around, the komel etzluse. He saw Haman coming to kill him. The first thing he did was he davened. He started to daven right away. Is also Haman came, just not Meredik. Mordechai thought that Haman's coming to kill him, so he was davening to Hashem that he should be saved, and Haman, Mamish came, he was still davening, he didn't stop davening. The Yosef Leikamayu, Haman, what can Haman do? He saw him davening, he had to wait a while. So Haman sat down in front of him. The Oirich, and he waited at the Solik Mordechai Lefusa, until Mordechai finished davening. is Omelhu. So when Mordechai finished davening Homan asked him, Pamayas Kisa, what were you Isaac? What were you doing before I came? Omulay. So Mordechai told him, that was man Shabesh Mikdashkayim, man the Manad Mincha Maisi. Whoever brings a mincha, whoever wants to, when you had a base of Mikdash, you want to bring a mincha, you can bring a mincha. Is Mole Kumsa the Sultan. We take a handful of the surlis, the coin makes a kemitza, or mischapele, and that forgives us. So that's why I was teaching Klai, that's why I was teaching the Rabbonin. Is Omelu, so Homet said back to him, also Mole Kumsa Kimcha de Tchul, you should know your handful of this flower, the Sukhas kemitza came, Vedochi Asora Alfe Kikri Kaspo Didi, and pushed away my 10,000 kikrim that I gave to Achashverosh, like we had before. He wanted to pay Achashverosh to kill out Klai Yisroel. Like Haman saw already, he's not going to win so fast. So he says, your Hilchus Kamitza pushed away my 10,000 kikri kaspa. And so he says here, Shemati shasor alfe kikri kasev oilim chatzi shekel l'chol echem Yisroel. Sho yoshe shmeyos elef. That if you take a chatzi shekel of every, all the Klai Yisroel that was there, at 600,000, you get this aseros alfe kikri kaspa. That's what we had before. It was just the Klai game, the Machsa Shekel, that outwon Haman's 10,000 shkolim that he wanted to give to the king. And here it says, Machmas the Hilchas Kemitza is Omalei. So Mordechai answered back to him, Russia, Evet, you big Russia, Evet, Shekhan Nechosim, Evet, Lemi, Nechosim, Lemi, and Evet, a slave that bought Nechosim, who does it belong to? It belongs to the master, and Nechosim belongs to the master. So you have to say, you Haman, you were a slave before, like you're nobody. Don't feel so bad, like you deserve it. Omalei, so I call upon him, Haman told Mordechai now, Kum, get up, Levush, Hani, Mani, put on these clothing, or Rechayv Hasusi, and I'll put you on top of the sus, and we'll be mekayim what the king said, I have to give you respect. The king wants you to have respect now. Omalei, so first Mordechai answered back, Lo Yechilna, I can't. I have to first take a bath. I look dirty. I was fasting in sacks. I was wearing sacks. Baruch Hashem. Now to go on the king's horse, I have to first take a bath. The Yashkel Mazayah, I have to cut my beard also. I have to cut my hair. I have to take a haircut. The Lav Urchaya, Lishdamushe, Bemani Damalko, Hochi. It's not nice. I put on the king's clothing. Look at who I am. Is what happened was Shodru Esther Yasatinu Lakule Bebani. Esther sent along a message that day all the barbers and all the bears were closed up. Ulakula Yumni. That all the barbers and all the bath houses were closed up that day. So the kids said, what could Haman do? Haman has to take Mordechai, and Mordechai has to take a bath. And he can't find the bath house. Is Ailu Iyo Leve Bani Vyaschei. So Haman himself had to take Mordechai home to his own bath and had to give him a bath. For Yozo Vyaisi Zuzmi Beis, he had to take out his own scissors from his own house. Because Shoka Bei Mizayu and Haman himself had to give Achashverosh, had to give Mordechai his own haircut. His Bahadur to Koshokulei, when he was doing these things, is Ingid, Vyisnach, Avashayat, Haman started to cry, felt so bad, Haman. Is Omalei, so Mordechai asked him, Amaiko Mastanchas, what are you crying, what's so bad? Omalei, so like this Gavro, the heavy Choshewe, Lamalka, Mikulei, Rav Nuhu, that me, the great Haman that was so great to the king, Hashtel, Shav Yablani, Vesefer, Vesaper, now I became a bath man, I became a barber. Is Omalei, so Mordechai is back to him, Rosho, you big Rosho. Falav, Sofer, Shokfar, Katsoim, Hoyes. Before you became a big shot, you were also a barber. That was your job was. You used to be a barber in this town, Kfar Katsoim. And Tana was learned, Homin Sapesh or Kfar Katsoim Hoya. The big Homin was a big barber in Kfar Katsoim for 22 years. Eskrim Shtayim Shona. That was his big background. He was a barber for 22 years. Bosa de Shaklinu Mzaya, we have to finally, Homin Vaisers gave him a perfect haircut. 22 years experience. Lav Shinu Lamani, then he put on his big clothing also. Is Omalei, Sak Parachav, okay, now get up on top of the horse and I'll start taking you. Omalei, Mordechai told him, Lo Yechonu, I can't get up on the horse myself. The Kokesh, I'm very weak. The Vokesh Hiloi, Mimetanisa, I was fasting the last 2 days. I don't have strength to get up. Is Gochin, so Haman had to bend down his soul, and Mordechai stepped on top of him and got himself on top of the horse. Is Kisolak, when Mordechai was going up, Boyet Bey, he gave a kick in the pants to Haman. Is Omalei, so Haman said back to him, is that nice to kick me? Like Silchot, doesn't it say, bin the furlough of Vech Latismach, when the enemy falls down, you're not supposed to be happy. Like, good, I'm falling down now, but you're not supposed to be happy. So what are you kicking me for? Omalei, Mordechai said back to him, Hani, mean to be Yisrael, that's only when a Jew falls down. Abba, but it's cool by you big Russia. Ksiv, Yatab, Amaseno, Tidrich. Upon you we'll step. We're allowed to step upon you. So the kids of Ayikru Lefornov, so Homan screamed out and said, Kocha Yasalish Asher Amelach Chofetz Bikorei. That it is what the king wants to give respect. Ki have a knocket for Yozul, Vishvilu Dibay Homan, when they're walking along the street that Homan lived, they finally passed by Homan's house. His Chazis Seperate. So Homan's daughter saw what's going on, the Kaima Yigra, she was on top of the roof. Is Sovra, she of course thought, Haman's daughter, hide the Roch of Avu, the one that's riding on top of the horse is my father Haman. Vai the Maski Kamei Mordechai, and who's leading him? Stama Mordechai Yehudi. So what does she do? Shokla Tisa the Beis Akisa, she took the bowl from the bathroom, Vishadisi Areisha the Abba, and she threw it on top of the guy that's leading the horse, on top of Haman's head. She threw all the junk from the bathroom. Is Daliene, so Haman saw that? Yeah, basically, I hit him. Some him on the head, he picked up his eyes to see what was doing there. The Chazis Liaba. So Mel, she saw was her father, that she threw all the junk on top of her father. Is Nofla Meigra, so she committed suicide, she jumped off the roof. Nofla Meigra Liaria. Umaisin, she died. But I know this, that's what the Pasuk soon says, we'll soon see. The first it says at the beginning of the Pasuk is, Vayeshev Mordechai Ashar Melech. He went back, Mordechai came back to the gate of the king. That means, Omar Rav Sheshes, Sheshov L'Sakot Anisai. He went back to fasting and still davening back to Hashem. That Mordechai came out throughout the whole nest, was mamish davening to Hashem. It wasn't stam a nest that poshid, it was al nisim in Hashemayim, only because Mordechai could say that was davening to Hashem. But at the end of the post says, well, Haman nitchaf al beisoy, Haman was like shtuk to push back to his house. Ovel v'chafui rosh. This is the pshat. He was in Ovel. What was in Ovel? And chafui rosh, he had a dirty head. His head was covered. Ovel abita. He became an Ovel now because his daughter committed suicide. V'chafui rosh, he had a cover on his head. Al shiralo, he had a cover of garbage on top of his head. Because his daughter put some garbage on his head. That's from the post. Like, Ovel v'chafui rosh. He was in Ovel and he had a head cover. By a sapper, Haman is there, his sister. So Haman told his wife, Ulukhal Ayav of all his friends. Currently, Ayav was first to call him his friends, but currently, Chachom, then he calls him Chachom, the wise men. Omrav Yech, Nikolai Medavah Chachom, Afilu Yumas Oilam, Nikra Chachom. Whoever says a wise thing, even by the Goyim, he's called the Chachom. So therefore, at the end, his friends, even though they weren't so wise, but since they finally said a wise thing, they were called the Chachom. In Mizero, what they say back, in Mizera Yehuda Mordechai, if Yehuda, if Mordechai is a Jew, stay away from him. Omrule, they said like this. If he would have been from a different Shevet, I can understand maybe you'll be able to win over him. If it's one of these Shvatim, which was from Yehuda ben Yamin, so you can't get to him. Yehuda by Yehuda Yechsevet says, your hand will always be down the back of your enemy. You'll always win over your enemies. And in the other ones, it says, they have tremendous strength that you won't be able to win over them. You're for sure going to fall down in front of them. What's it say two times? What's it times you're going to fall down? Umazu mishula leyofar umishula kechavim. Klai Yisrael is doima to dirt and doima to kechavim. It means like this. Kishahen yardim yardim adofar. When they do bad, and Hashem gives them punishment, they go down, tackle to the dirt. When they have the upper hand, they go up to Chachavim. So now it looks like they're having the upper hand. That's what his friends told Haman. Be careful, like Mordechai looks like they have the upper hand now. That right away, as soon as he got this advice, another mess happened. If Haman would have waited a few minutes, maybe he would have thought it over, and he would have decided to change his mind, not to kill out Mordechai. But he didn't have a time to think about it. Right away, the Melech's messengers came in, they got him nervous. Like he had to go, he didn't have time to think it over yet. They brought him Taka Fatumut. He was still having a dilemma. Should I still fight Mordechai? Should I not fight Mordechai? My Ahav and my Krev are telling me I should stop already. He had a dilemma. But before he could change his mind, the messengers came and pulled him in. So they pulled him back to the party with Achashverosh and Esther. So by the party, finally Esther said, Kinim Chanu ani biyami. I was sold, me and my nation. That it's not worth it for the king to save my nation. Omruloi. This Rosh Haman and the Shav of Nezek Shamelech. He's not worth it that the king should have so much aggravation. Ikni Beit Bevashti Haman was jealous about Vashti the Kotlo. He had Vashti killed. He was the one that gave the Yetzer then to have Vashti killed. Hashti Ikni Bedidi, and now Haman again is jealous against me. Oh, Miboyle Mikdali, he wants to kill me. Now is the first time that Esther told Achashverosh, I'm a Jew, and I'm the cloud that's deserved to be killed, that Haman is jealous, he wants to kill me also. For Yemel Melech Achashverosh, for Yemel Esther Malka. There's two times that Melech said, and he said to Esther. It's the same king talking twice. So why does it say Loshana Bayoma Bayoma two times Achashverosh spoke? Bayoma Vim Lomli, Omer Rabbi Avua, Betchila Ayde Tugman. First, Achashverosh didn't give that much respect to Esther. It was through a Tugman. He had an interpreter to talk to Esther. When Esther told her now that she's a Jew, and she's a descendant from Beis Shol, like she's from a Malchus, a royal family, is Vayayimel Esther Malchum. Now, from Achashverosh spoke directly to Esther. He saw she's from a royal family also, so now he spoke to her directly. And by Tamer Esther, Esther said to the king, you should know, is Tsar vi oyev Haman harazeh, that this bad man Haman, he's the one who wants to kill us. Really, Esther's hands was pointing towards Achashverosh. When she said this bad man, really wasn't Achashverosh also, like we had before. Achashverosh was also a big Russian. He was also happy to kill out the Jews. So really, she was pointing towards Achashverosh as if to say, you're also a big Russian. And that would have ruined everything then, because then Achashverosh wouldn't have killed Haman if you're against me also. A Malach came in Ashmayim v'sot to Yodah Kalpi Haman and turned the hand, don't point towards Achashverosh, but the Malach turned the hand to point towards Haman. So Mela, now the king said, okay, you're against Haman, I'll help you out. Let's go kill Haman now. Mela got up with an anger when he heard that Haman, and Vayesper said that Haman is jealous, and he wants to kill her also. And then it says, "Vamelech shov miginosei." Then the king went down to sin his garden. What he do in his garden is have Vamelech shov miginosei is miginas habesin. He went into his garden. Makish shivul kima. We have a hekesh sitting down and getting up. Ma kima b'chema. Just so when he got up from the party, he was boiling mad that he heard that Haman wants to kill his wife. Is Av Sheva B'chemer, the same thing when he sat down in the garden, he also got full of anger. What happened in the garden? Is the Ozal V'Ashkech L'Malchi HaShorish, the Yidmulei K'Gavrin, V'Ka'akri L'Iloni, the Bustani. The king finally sat down in his garden, and all of a sudden he sees people there knocking down his beautiful trees. He has $100,000 palm trees there, and he sees people, which really the Malchi HaShorish nothingness. The Malchi HaShorish came down and looked like people, and had their hatchets, and were knocking down his beautiful garden. So Achashverosh told these people, what are you doing here, destroying my beautiful garden? Ormulele told him, the Pagdin and Haman. Haman told us to do this. We got hired by Haman to knock down your garden. So mainly the king got again boiling mad. So the king was boiling mad inside. And when he went outside again, he was boiling mad. Is also basis that the king came back inside again. Let's see what he was doing inside again. For Haman, Neifel al-Mito, Haman was falling down on the bed. He was tripping. For the Gemara, Neufel, he's tripping. Neufel me boli, he fell down before. What's up? Is he tripping now? The Malach came in and kept on pushing Haman down. Haman tried to get up. The king came in. It's not nice. Get up. So the Malach was there pushing Haman down. He couldn't get up. Yeah, the Pilu alay. Oma veimi deisei veimi bruei. Oma Achashver said, oivei outside, oivei inside. What is this guy doing to me? Vayem ramelech, hagam lichvash yes hamalki imi babayis. Because the night should go into the queen when I'm in the house. Vayem rechavona, so Chavona came up and spoke. Oma rabbelozim, av chavona rosha boisei tzahoyim. At the beginning, Charvon also agreed with Haman like to kill Klal Yisrael. Habakivin Shirosh Lenskaimu Atzosai, but as soon as he saw that things are going pretty bad for Haman, is Miyad Baruch, he ran away, he wasn't with Haman anymore. But I don't understand, that's what the Pasuk says, V'yishlech Olav V'lo Yichmo Miyadoi Baruch Yivrach, and he ran away. That he had enough seichel, at least Charvon, to run away. V'chamas HaMelech Shchoch, that finally afterwards when they denounced the kill of Haman, that's when the king calmed down. Shtei shechicha salolu loma. What does it mean? Shechicha double a lashon plural. Like he was calm two times. Achas shalmalkus leilam. One means like Kodesh Baruch Hu now was a little bit calm. Now that they had a degree to kill Haman, Hashem was calmed down. V'yachas shel Achashverosh, and second Achashverosh was also calmed down. V'yarmelo some say achas shel Esther, v'yachas shel Vashti. One says he calmed down now for two times.
Like now we realize that the one that wanted Vashti to be killed also was Haman. So by killing Haman now, Ahasuerus got calmed off for his last two, like for his two wives. For Vashti, that he found out now Haman was the one that had her killed, and now he wanted to kill Esther, he got calmed down. So all these Nisim, we just say how godless that the Nisim Amash from Minas Shemayim. And they say, it's because Mordechai was Amash davening to Hashem Kiseida, that all these Nisim happened without the Malachim, the Nisim would have taken place. It's only because the Malachim were always there Kiseida helping out to make the Nes go along. Plus it says, Lekulam Nosan Lish Chalipa Simlas, that later when the brothers came down to Yaakov, so Yaakov gave all them Chalipa, no, Yosef. Yosef gave the brothers, when he finally revealed to them and told them, Ani Yosef, he gave them Chalipa Simlois, or the Binyamin Nosa and Chomesh Chalipois. And to Binyamin, Yosef gave to Binyamin five portions of five different type of clothing, changed the clothing. So Kashri is Efshe Dover, she inspired by Yosef Tzadik. Like we know, what was the whole Gzera? Why did Yosef Tzadik, why did he have such a bad, his matziv? Because Yaakov, like, gave him extra, and therefore the brothers were jealous of Yosef. The whole chinna came out between Yosef and the brothers, because Yaakov gave too much to Yosef. So now Yosef himself is also giving five times the amount to Binyamin more than the other brothers. He's doing the same thing, he's going to make jealousy between the brothers. Is Efshe Dover Shin Tzayr B'Yosef Tzadik, Yichshu